Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
We are dropping around indeed. It's good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning to all our fantastic listeners.
How are you on this fine Monday, Mr. Coz?
Oh, well, I'm up and about. That's the main thing. looking forward to a good day. I'm sort of recuperating from this knee operation over a number of weeks, and we're getting better each day, and that's the main thing.
Pleased to hear it.
Excellent. Now, the person I'm going to be talking about today is a person, a guy I've got enormous respect about as talent, and also having seen him interviewed a few times, a great family guy, and he is called Hugh Jackman. He was born to English parents in Sydney on October the 12th, 1968, so he'll be 53 next month. His parents divorced when he was 8 and ended up living with his dad in Australia with his two brothers, while his mum went back to the UK with his two sisters, an interesting happening to say the least. As a young child, he was very keen on studying atlases for some reason. Probably to see what the world was like and wondered where his sisters were. Somewhere on the line, he decided to be a chef on an aeroplane. He thought that the food served on aeroplanes was done by chefs on the plane. He'd like to do a bit of travelling. However, we know that didn't happen. At his final year at the uni, he added drama to make up credits for a social communications course degree, and we'd probably call it social media these days. And he played the lead role in a play called The Memorandum, and he said he never felt better, and he realised that this was his actual calling. He ended up going to the Actors' Centre in Sydney, and amazingly, a big decision for him at the time, he turned down a role in the TV series Neighbours and instead decided to go to the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts.
Good move, Hugh.
Well, it certainly seemed like it. He must have had a bit of confidence in himself. At his final Academy graduation performance in 1995, he was offered a role in a show called Corelli, and he was a prisoner in jail dealing with a female prison psychologist, which itself was unusual because most films and TV shows of those days, they were males with, you know, wearing suits and a tie.
I know what you're going to say about Corelli.
Yes, well, prison psychologist was played by Deborah Lee Furness, and we certainly know we're all in it, don't we?
Oh, they're a wonderful couple, aren't they?
Sensational. 1996, he was on a stage production called Beauty and the Beast, which we all know. He hosted Carols by Candlelight in Sydney and Melbourne. He was off and running. 1998, he played Curly in the Oklahoma version of in the London West End, and he won the Olivier Award, which is obviously named after Laurence Olivier, which is the highest British Theatre Award. So there we go, just a couple of years after he left left Australia, sorry. He also starred in the 1999 film version. In 2000, he played Wolverine in a film called X-Men. This was originally written for Russell Crowe, and Deborah Lee said, don't play this, it's a ridiculous type of setup. Away he went, though, and he's ended up playing Wolverine 10 times, not all in major. So there was a couple of cameo roles involved there. Yeah, funny little thing is Wolverine in the comics was only 5'3", and Hugh was 6'3". So initially they did some one of those funny camera angles, you know, when someone like Alan Ladd, who Sophia Loren had to, he had to stand on a box.
You mean for every role that Tom Cruise did, for example?
Yeah, Tom was a bit much the same too, wasn't he? Yeah, I don't know if they did that in the finish, but... And he holds a Guinness Book of Records because of this. The longest career as a live-action Marvel Comics superhero. That's Hugh Jackman is in the Guinness Book of Records. 2001, he was in the film Kate and Leopold, which won him a Golden Globe nomination. For those who are not sure what a Golden Globe is, it's comprises of about 80-odd members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Started in 1944, quite a prestigious award. Following that, he ended up in Carnegie Hall, and he was singing songs from musicals like Oklahoma Carousel. That same year, 2002, he won the Tony Award. Now, again, if you're not sure, Tony Award, it was named after a woman called Antoinette Perry, who was the co-founder of American Theatre. Broadway Theatre, and that started in 1947, the year after she died. So another prestigious award. And he won that Tony Award for playing Peter Allen, that fantastic boy from Oz. 2005, he won an Emmy Award for his hosting of the 2004 Emmy Awards, and he was even considered for the James Bond role, but he turned it down on account of, you know, he already sort of felt he was doing Wolverine and a couple of other things. And we history shows that Daniel Craig became quite a successful James Bond thereafter. 2006, huge success with a film called The Prestige, opposite Christian Bale, about two magicians always trying to outdo one another. 2006, same year, he voiced Memphis, a penguin in the animated Happy Feet. You kind of wonder if this guy doesn't, he can do anything, this bloke.
He is absolutely multi-talented. He can do everything, I think.
Well, wait, look, there's a couple other things. In 2008, he was in the film Australia, which I thought was a terrific film. I think it canned a little bit, but
it did get panned. I quite liked it too, with Nicole Kidman filmed up in the Kimberley.
Yes, exactly. Now he absolutely loved this film. He thought this was the epitome of the type of film role that he wanted to play, especially being about Australia. That same year, he was voted the sexiest man alive by People magazine. It's another award his way. 2011, he started to do some more Broadway shows doing Hollywood musical numbers, you know, from those old films like Carousel, King and I, Oklahoma, and leading all the way to The Boy from Oz. In 2012, he played Jean Valjean in the film version Les Miserables. Interestingly, he had to lose 15 pounds to play the early Jean, and then he had to add 30 pounds when Jean became sort of more respectable.
That would have been the fun part, catching up.
That's the sort of actor he is, you know, just incredible, really. He won the Golden Globe Best Actor Award for a motion picture musical for that, and he also had received an Academy Award nomination. 2015, a number of tours, including world tours, including around Australia for all the sort of shows that he was doing. In 2016, he played P.T. Barnum, I think it's Phineas Barnum, The Greatest Showman, and he won another Golden Globe nomination.
Such a great movie. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have. Yes. Oh, gosh.
Fantastic, like, family movie. Everyone in the family can watch it. It's so entertaining.
But I saw him in that, it sort of struck me, I'd sort of realised beforehand he was all right, but when I saw him in that, I thought, wow, you know, it really blew me away. That was a terrific film. He also won the Grammy Award for the Best Soundtrack Album. And, he's just kept going. There's more stage work coming up later this year. He's doing The Music Man, which I think most people will remember the song 76 Trombones. I think pretty sure it comes out of The Music Man. And he'll be doing that on Broadway at the end of this year and obviously into 2022. Hugh and Deborah married at St. John's Church in Toorak on April 11th, 1996. I have a little link with that church, which will surprise some people. Some mates and I were driving to a party one night in a Volkswagen. We crashed in the back of a car and the front part of it blew up because the engine was there and there was a ball of flame went up and we were lucky to get out of it because a couple of months later, a couple of kids got incinerated under the same circumstances in Geelong. So that's a weird connection to St. John's every time I see St. John's.
Sorry, what's the connection to St. John's?
That's where Hugh and Deborah got married.
Yeah, but what did you? Was the accident near St. John's?
Yeah, just outside.
Oh, you didn't say that. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, I mean, car accident was outside, just outside the church. When we went back the next morning, the car was just, goodness, gee, we were lucky.
You might have had to slip inside and say a prayer.
Oh, well, I don't know about that one, Terry, but, it's good talk. What amazed me when I was reading this was he also designed Deborah Lee's engagement ring. That's when I thought, what can't this guy do? And then the very next sentence I read, he plays guitar, piano and violin as well.
Of course he does.
Oh.
So have we got time? Have you finished? Sorry. Have you got time for my Hugh Jackman story?
Yes, you got a Hugh Jackman story, go.
Now, I don't know whether you know that he was, until recently, a part owner of R.M. Williams, the boot company?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? That probably means then you haven't seen the viral video where he is wearing only his R.M. Williams boots.
Only?
So look that up. Look up R.M. Williams, Hugh Jackman. He did this ad. It was just a funny ad for R.M. Williams where he's just wearing his boots. Of course you don't see him naked, but he's sitting opposite someone who's supposedly watching him just in his boots. It's very funny. Very amusing, kind of went viral. So he did that when he was part owner. But he sold out of the company last year, I think it was. And I worked for that company, just by the by, in my other job. And we all received, every single employee received a Christmas bonus from somebody anonymously. And the pretty, you know, keeping my ears to the ground, everyone pretty much realised that it was from Hugh. So I got a Christmas bonus from Hugh Jackman.
Wow.
How nice is that? So he'd sold out of the company and obviously made a profit and just wanted to thank all those people that made it happen.
And that explains exactly what the guy's all about.
I think so. So thank you very much for that, Hugh. It was well spent.
Well, there we go.
So you talked about the Greatest Showman, The Last Showman? The Last Showman, not The Greatest Showman. I've got a track to play for you now, Roman, and for the listeners, of course. It's Hugh Jackman, Kiala Settle, Zac Efron, of course, who was in the show, and Zendaya. And I think it's called The Last Show.
Well, let's have a listen, and I'll catch up with everybody on Wednesday.
Thanks, Roman.
Good on you, Terry. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.